Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We got action. We got Heat tonight. We got Panthers tonight. We've got the Bush's Baked Beans Boca Raton Bowl getting underway right now. I've lost my ability to watch it, though, so I don't even know who's in it, but I was very excited to see how beautiful Boca Raton looks on ESPN. You got the New Orleans Bowl at 5:30 tonight, and the one we're all waiting for, I think, this evening, the Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl. That is 9 p.m. tonight. The Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl, 9 p.m. tonight.
Hey, man, these bowls keep going the way they are. We'll have the Hawk Crowder and Solana Bowl coming up here in about 2 years.
I'm not even lying. Like, you kind of, and there were always some, you know, Bobo bowls. But, like, bowl season was so much more important. It felt so special. These bowl games, any game aside from the college football playoff games, these bowl games are ridiculous.
I could never have thought that what's going on. I agree with you 100%, that when I was coming out of college and what, like, I have an Outback Bowl ring. And we've joked about it where I'm like, hell, I got a ring as an Outback Bowl ring. And we have a losing Outback Bowl ring because we lost to the Canes and I lost to Iowa or something in my first year. Like, Outback Bowl, who talks about the Outback Bowl anymore? Who talks about any of these bowls if it's not
none
a damn
of the
college
bowls.
Football playoff?
None of the bowls. Unless it's a college football playoff game, none of the bowls get talked about.
You got a ring even though you lost the bowl game?
Bro, Solana, I didn't want to give you the ammunition because you hate on me already so heavy for a decade.
Yep.
They give you a ring to the Outback Bowl before you even take the field.
Wow. Look at that. Look at the
teams.
The entire anti-participation trophy era were handing out rings before they even stepped out onto the field. Look at that. Unbelievable what this generation was doing.
And ask me where mine is. No idea. I don't need you to ask me. I don't know where the hell it is because it doesn't mean anything because we got to ask.
Why does our graphic on YouTube say Boxing Day? Today's not Boxing Day.
Almost.
It's not, but it's not.
Oh, you playing with the images. Yeah, he's a little
Yeah,
slow.
Put the gingerbread cookie next to Jimmy because they favor each other. There you go. Look at that. Which one's the cookie? Which one's Jimmy? Nobody knows. Nobody vote on the
like
chat.
Like a little gingerbread man.
Who's Jimmy?
Jimmy had a long night.
Yeah, bowls. That like it to be bowl eligible used to be a pretty big deal. Like to get bowl eligible felt like a pretty big deal. And then you were like, oh, okay, we're not, because you knew by the rankings who was playing for a potential national championship. There was no playoff. So you kind of knew by the rankings. So you were just like kind of trying to get into a bowl. The city, I mean, do you remember what the Orange Bowl parade was down here in Miami? Like, I mean, that was, that rivaled the Macy's parade on Thanksgiving in New York. I'm not even kidding you. What that Orange Bowl parade down here was, I would argue, the second biggest parade in the country behind the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. And now I think you would be hard pressed. If I went through the roster of bowl games, I think you'd be hard pressed to name the two teams that are playing in any bowl game.
With every action has a reaction. So when you start making it where the top 12 can make it, if you're not the top 12, the rest of your games don't matter. And we're excited. Like I'm saying, I never thought that those bowls, some of those bowls, the Peach Bowl, wouldn't mean anything to anybody because I was excited being from Atlanta to be in the Peach Bowl. But we have the positive side of the college football players, which I love, but we also have the negative side of these bowl games. Bro, these are – this is Solana and the little fat boy with the left hand playing pickleball now. It doesn't mean anything to anybody.
Hefty lefty.
Those are championship pickleball players, by the way.
It's hefty lefty and Solana. These bowl games are hefty lefty and Solana playing. No one cares.
Why I can't get this Boca Raton Bowl on the tablet. I'm sure you're watching it, Solana. Can we get an update?
The score bug is not up, so no. Up 0-0?
I just meant who's playing.
Louisville and Toledo are playing. First and 10, 11 minutes to go. Louisville has the ball.
How's the crowd look? I didn't venture out in Boca today because I figure the traffic's got to be all snarled because of the Bush's Baked Bean Boca Raton Bowl. So I tried to stay very local downtown.
I thought for sure you'd have a can of Bush's Baked Beans at the very least just to be festive about the situation.
I will have one by next segment.
Okay.
I can go get one by this segment if you guys think you can handle it for the next 30 seconds.
No, actually, no. Can you stick around? The crowd doesn't look decent. I mean, what's your barometer here? Like 18 people? Because I'd say
I'm looking at it now. I got the tablet working. Admittedly, I bought a very cheap tablet on Amazon. I see Jimmy's making a touchdown symbol. Is there a touchdown in the Boca Raton Bowl already?
Yes, there is. Louisville just scored.
How about that?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for those of us who are a little behind.
Jimmy, do you have a weird glare on the field of play on your TV, or is that just my TV here in the studio? It seems like there's a very apparent glare.
I don't have one on my tablet.
No? Okay.
No. Put in a ticket.
Tablet.
Yep, we'll do.
Look at that. There is indeed a touchdown, Louisville. Didn't they beat Miami?
They did.
Oh, they screw did. Them. Let's go Toledo. 14-0.
First quarter, 14-0.
Yeah, but that was a Friday night, right?
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Yeah, I mean, that barely counts.
Doesn't count.
Barely count. Barely count.
What would you dare say that? Yes, it counts because it's UM and I don't know. I don't know what side I'm on right now.
Well, I know that UM is in the college football playoffs round two, and I know Louisville is playing at an empty stadium. Oh, I do like how they've covered all the seats with baked beans.
Mm-hmm.
There's tarps with beans on many of the end zone seats there at the Boca Raton Bowl. That's clever. I'm down with that. Instead of empty seats, I'd be for any stadium always covering it with baked beans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Marcus, genius marketing, because baked beans don't make the top 10 side dish list.
Well, it's only genius marketing if you are now compelled to buy some baked beans or if baked beans now make the top 10. If this doesn't move the needle on your baked bean consumption, I would argue it's not genius marketing. It would be wasted money.
Hmm. Does that make you want to get a baked bean? I can't see it because, you know, my office has no TVs.
No, I do not want. I don't think I've ever had baked beans in 56 years.
What?
You've never eaten a baked bean, Hawk?
I don't like brown beans.
What?
I've never had. And you know what? That was my dad's. That was Lyle's top 10 side dish, baked beans. I've never had baked beans.
You've never had
a baked bean?
Like Butch's baked beans.
I've never had baked beans, period. I don't like
but
the way the color looks.
Have you never?
Although it's weird because I eat refried beans. I just had them this weekend, which is really the same color, and it's way more disgusting because you don't even see
it's
the...
mushy.
Yeah, it's mush. I don't know why. I have never had baked beans in my life.
So you eat pinto, you eat black-eyed.
I love all beans except baked beans.
Those are the best
and
type
I
of
probably
bean.
Would like baked beans because I do like all beans, but I don't like the way they look.
I think this is one of those my parents loved the Cowboys, so I gotta like the Bills.
It very well could be. My dad loved baked beans, so I may have just caped up against baked beans for my childhood, and then that just carried over.
It is.
They're delicious, Hawk. Yeah. No joke. Like, if you like, I don't know, a black bean.
I do. Mean,
you would love the baked beans. They're sweet, almost. They're a lot sweeter.
Right. Don't they have, like, molasses in them, usually, when you prepare baked beans? Aren't there, like, molasses sometimes to make it even sweeter?
Man, brown honey, brown sugar. Some people put molasses.
Yeah.
It's a sweet bean.
Yeah. You don't like pinto beans?
Solana, did you call black beans blacked beans?
No, black beans.
I thought you verbed it. Like, it's black beans. I was like, how do you black a bean?
Yeah.
You don't like pinto beans, Hawk? Those are brown.
I do like pinto beans. I don't like baked beans. You know why I don't like baked beans? They always seemed to be, like, on my dad's plate, swimming in, like, a brown gravy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just, and that was, like, when I was a kid, it just didn't look appealing to me.
The gravy made out of molasses, honey, and sugar, and
I know,
that
but
stuff,
that
you
didn't,
don't want that on your beans?
I don't think I got that explanation from Lyle or Sandy. I think it was more like, all right, you don't want them, more for us. I don't think they explained that the brown sauce is almost like having an ice cream sundae or something. But I honestly have never had them, so I don't know what they taste like.
They didn't want to take off your helmet to explain it.
You know what's crazy, though? Because now that I'm thinking about it, if I had to list my top three beans, I think they're all brown. Because the baked beans are up there, and I happen to love Bush's baked beans.
Baked beans.
No, they can't be a top three bean.
I mean, it's probably one. Yeah. It's probably top two, and it's not
what?
Two.
What?
Number two on this list probably is pinto beans, and number three would be habichuelas, which are kidney beans in English.
On. Those Over are black beans. That's those big, three beans.
That's the big ass. No.
Habichuelas guisadas are like, bro, that's like, that reminds me of my childhood, bro. Like, those are, that's my go-to bean, man.
I don't know what habichuela conchela means, but those are the poor people beans. Them big red ones?
Yeah, the kidney beans. Yeah.
Nobody wants to eat a kidney bean.
Bro, so good.
That's garbage.
Nah, those are so good.
Best bean, I think we can all agree, is at Grant Park in Chicago.
Man, the hell with that big ass mirror.
That's a great bean.
It's ridiculous.
Have you ever had baked beans, Jimmy? You seem like someone who would never have baked beans either.
No. I like red beans. I like black beans. Chickpeas.
Chickpeas.
Chickpeas?
Chickpeas,
right?
Chickpeas,
yeah, that's a pea.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a pea. I'm not an expert on this, but I'm guessing the chickpea is a pea.
That's one of his searches on OnlyFans.
And my other favorite bean is celery. Beans.
Jimmy's Mount Rushmore of beans. Edamame, chickpeas,
Captain Crunch, and Three Musketeers.
Who do you like of a chick bean?
I'm going to start doing
that,
Jimmy.
I guess I like a chick bean, too.
Anybody that asks me for a Mount Rushmore of anything, I'm just going to say four things I like. It has nothing to do with the category.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.